listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. Well, we're going right now to the phones, bringing on somebody who's been on the show with us a couple of times. You've heard me say, by the way, that there's only two reasons why someone would run against an incumbent. Either A, you're doing a bad job, or B, I just want your job. Well, I think in this case, what we got is someone who is running against Governor Kay Ivey under the belief that she has not done the job she needs to do. And so Tim James is coming on the line with us right now, and he is giving her a run for the money. So, Tim James, thanks for calling into Right Side Radio. How are you today?
Phil, doing well. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, sir. Well, listen, I mean, you've been out there on the campaign trail quite a bit. I've seen the campaign ads starting to come up. I mean, everybody's trading ads right now. You've got one most recently on the gas tax. And I saw an interview with Governor Ivey that I'm going to dissect on the air after you and I get off the phone together. But she kind of talked through that gas tax in a different way than I remember it. But give me your thoughts on gas tax and where we are right now.
Well, the gas tax was passed in 2019, signed by the governor, and it was a 55% increase in the tax that we pay on gasoline. And we are doing some checking, Phil, but based on our early findings, as we think on a percentage basis, that is the largest gas tax in the history of this state at one time, 55%.
Wow.
Which was a dime, carrying it from about 19 cents to 29 cents over a couple of years. And the ad that we're talking about really is dealing with a component of the gas tax, which was an escalation clause that they put in there that basically says that the gas will continue to increase forever in perpetuity without any sort of vote by the legislature or the people. And, you know, I'm 60 years old this past week, and I had never heard of any tax having an escalator like this in my life. It would be just about like adding an automatic escalator to your 5% state income tax. It just goes up forever and ever. And when they did this, when they passed the gas tax, I get it. It was gas was about $1.80, and it didn't seem like such a big deal, I guess, at the time, what they did. But what they didn't do is they didn't think about the fact that gasoline, oil, is a commodity, and it goes up and it goes down, it goes up, and sometimes you get these crazy swings in markets. And they should have prepared for that. And what I would have suggested is that they put a trigger at about 250 or 260. That way, if gas really began to get moving in an inflationary way, it'd come off, and then goes back down to this line where it was under two. It might part of it come back on. I mean, we do have to build roads, bridges. We have to maintain our infrastructure. That's a big deal. But what they did with this escalation clause that goes on forever is unlike anything I've ever seen, and it needs to be fixed soon.
Well, Governor Ivey, in her interview that I saw, I think it was on CBS 42, she said that you were being disingenuous in your ads. She said that basically all the pennies being collected right now are going to roads and bridges, and something about that escalating tax was just you were describing it incorrectly. What part that you just described could possibly be incorrect when that's what's actually in the law?
I have no idea. It's an escalation clause. It goes on forever, and it will be there in 100 years. It'll be there in 200 years, and it just goes up tied to the index. And I don't know what they were thinking. Sometimes the problem, that is exactly what's going on in Montgomery. The infrastructure, the structure, the bureaucratic structure, the special interests are writing their own legislation and without any resistance from the governor. And that's the same thing that's happening in public education. That's why we're dead last in the country. And when you see a structure that is happy, when all of these organizations that run Montgomery, if they're happy and they're pleased with what's going on, I assure you the taxpayers or the children of Alabama are getting the raw end of the deal every time. You cannot have efficient government without resistance and at times, you know, conflict, political conflict in Montgomery.
Well, and I've seen that firsthand, and you're right. Some of the best legislation is the one that requires, you know, deep debate and often has division, because what that means is all the opinions are being heard. But this one got rammed through in a special session, and it was like, I think a third of the legislature was brand new, hadn't even been in a session before, and they just basically twisted arms and got this thing done. Now, let me switch gears on you for a second, Tim, if you don't mind, because there's legislation that today, this very day, I believe came out of a Senate tourism committee that would expand casino gaming across the state of Alabama and add a lottery and grow government with a gambling commission and tax it. Your thoughts on the gambling bill right now?
As you know, Phil, I'm against gambling here in the state of Alabama, and I want to address it. I saw what was coming last night and had a chance to review it just for this show, Phil. And this is what it says. It basically is converting four existing casinos, you know, the slot type, that are currently operating illegally. I repeat, illegally in the state of Alabama, and it's going to give them justification and reward them for the illegal activity. And basically what they're saying, and it's much the same but worse of the proposal that they put forth last year that the governor supported, that said we're going to go to 9 casinos in Alabama. Not one, Phil, not 2 or 3, but 9 all at once. And they put a hook in it, and the hook is the lottery, because they know that people are dead set against casinos and then a little softer on the lottery. Well, everyone needs to know that it's all or nothing. So the lottery's the hook for them. If you vote for the lottery, you're getting 9 casinos scattered across Alabama that's going to pollute the landscape of this state. But that wasn't far enough. They put something else in there that I learned about late yesterday, and they put in a provision that people can gamble on their smartphone. So your 17-year-old kid, and they all know how to, they know, kids know better than I how to do all the computer stuff on their phones, can sit at home on the couch and gamble from their home, from an iPhone or from a smartphone. So yeah. This is just rampant. It's the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. This is the facts on gaming, all of it. If they tell you it's an economic driver, that is not true. The social cost is greater than the economic benefits of all gambling. That's a fact. The poorest one-third of our citizens put half the money into all sorts of gambling. So they're dishonest. If they told the truth, Phil, they would say to the people of Alabama, we could care less about the people of this state. We know this is a drain, but we just want the money. And their greed is overbearing, and Senator Albritton has been carrying this load for the gambling boys now. And I have no idea which way it's going to go. As you know, these constitutional amendments do not come to a governor. They go, if they pass in the House, in the Senate, go straight to the ballot, and the people can vote on it. And that's as it should be, but I will always stand before the people of Alabama and tell them the truth. And hopefully they vote no on this stuff.
Well, and the other thing that you mentioned that. So Tim, let me jump on that in the 2 or 3 minutes we got left. So last year, on this same type of legislation, slightly different in terms of the number of casinos, but nonetheless the legislation is largely the same. Last year, Governor Ivey herself said that gambling already happens in the state of Alabama, and it's behind closed doors. So we're going to go ahead and it's too hard to enforce the law, she said. So we might as well go ahead and bring it out in the open, regulate it, and tax it. So that is her version of leadership on the issue.
It's not too hard to enforce the law. You just enforce the law.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not too hard. I mean, that's the point, is leadership leads. And what I'm hearing there is basically she wants this, but she doesn't want it necessarily to be something that she got out there and advocated for, but she's certainly standing by and letting it happen.
Well, let me tell you something. Whether you agree or disagree on this issue, that's not the point. The point is we are a nation of laws, and we are sworn to adhere to the Constitution, to enforce the laws of the state. That's your duty, whether you agree with it or not. And the Supreme Court has ruled now over a decade that these four gambling houses scattered across Alabama, I think in Montgomery, Lowndes, Birmingham, and one or two other, are operating illegally against state law, and that's just it. And they need to be stopped. And the enforcement division is rest in the executive branch.
Well, and I totally agree. Separate branches of government, but leadership is still leadership. Well, Tim James, thanks for calling in today. I mean, this is an opportunity to address two key issues that are right now not only in front of our state, but they're literally wrapped up in everything this campaign is about. And so we appreciate you giving us time today, and we wish you the best in the days to come.
Thank you, Phil. You have a good day.
Yes, sir. You too. All right, folks. You know, when and I'll be honest with you, before we go to the break, I'll just say this. Am I picking on Governor Ivey about these two issues? Yes, I am. If she's right on something, I'll say it. All right? And I have worked with her, and I know her personally, and I don't mind calling balls and strikes. If she does something right, I'll say it. But right now, she's wrong on these two issues. She was wrong to force the gas tax and then now try to blame it on Biden, which I'll dissect with you in a few minutes. And she's wrong to stand idly by and let casino bosses who have been breaking our laws for years because she won't enforce them just get a pass and have their names written into the Constitution so they can have a monopoly. That is not the way we do business. That's not the free market. And by the way, gambling is not good for the state no matter what. At the same time, she's supposed to be a Republican and believe in free market economies, and that is not a free market. That's the government picking the winners and losers as opposed to just the opposite. All right. Enough of that. Glad we had that interview with Tim James. And listen, if I see Tim James say something hokey, I'll call him on it too. But right now, he was spot on those two issues, and I'm glad you got to hear somebody besides me say it. All right, Copper, take us to a break. Woo! We will move from this break and move forward. I've got an audio clip, by the way, of Governor Ivey. So we're going to go through what I call the state of the state, talk about a few things that are happening, and then I'm going to spend some time dissecting her commentary, giving you a chance to hear what she said and didn't say about some of the major issues affecting our state right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, hey, I got to tell you about ZLA Solutions. So I was actually just, you know, emailing back and forth with them earlier. So ZLA Solutions, man, they are kicking it right now in terms of getting people back to work and applying business solutions to businesses who need them. I mean, they'll come in there and do your quality control. They can help you with your logistics, but they also, one of their bread and butter issues is staffing. They can help you with finding the people for your workforce, or for that matter, if you're an individual, just want to find a job, go look at their website, ZLAUSA.com. I mean, they got great jobs posted all over the state. A lot of them with like, they got jobs right now posted at $20 an hour, they told me just the other day. A lot of them with benefits. And so I'm just saying, if you're looking for a job, go to ZLAUSA.com. But at the same time, if you need to recruit a workforce for your business, they can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. They can find you the people you need. Just check them out. ZLA Solutions. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. And I know them personally, and this is true. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. So, you know what? Once again, I did not get to where's COVID. You know, it's what's funny is the whole title of number two in the Triple Dipper, where's COVID? I can't even find COVID on my show because we keep moving past it. I mean, there's so many breaking stories and good calls coming in and things we got to deal with because they're trumping everything else that literally... where's COVID is still, where's COVID? I'm moving to number three on the Triple Dipper, the state of the state. So we just kind of did a little bit of that, really, with Tim James. Here's a couple of stories that I'll give you. These are what I would call feel-good stories. But in a minute, when we come back from the next break, I'm going to be breaking down some things that Governor Kay Ivey said and dissecting them with you on the air. Number one is, Remember our Oakwood Adventist Academy kids, the guys who wound up not getting the chance to play in their basketball finals, statewide finals, because they took a religious stand for their own Sabbath day, and the High School Athletic Association would not let them move their game a mere 3 hours. 3 hours! Anyway, Governor Ivey met with them, so good on her for meeting with them. And afterwards, she said that she has great admiration, total admiration, she said, for the young men of the Oakwood Adventist Academy team who stuck by their convictions, pointing out that sometimes it even hurts to obey God. And so that was, you know, good on her for meeting with kids who took a stand. So thank you for that one. Another thing that I will point out that Governor Ivey did write, although it's got a little bit of fluff built in it, but she signed a package of bills designed to make Alabama more pro-military. Now, I like this. Some of it is just, like I said, fluff. One of them, this is a good bill, Senate Bill 116, she signed it. It allows for active duty military who are moving here to remotely enroll their kids in schools. They don't have to already be in the state and then be late for enrollment. So that's a good thing. That helps our active duty military who are coming and going. Another one she signed, we have three Senate bills, 99, 167, and 141. These three Senate bills made it easier for military spouses to get licensed for whatever their occupation is in the state of Alabama. Now, the downside of that is that they have to be licensed. In other words, the government's regulating who's allowed to work. But nonetheless, we're making it easier for spouses to get a job in their chosen career when they move here. Here's another one that's kind of fluffy. Creates the Space National Guard if, in fact, Congress ever establishes a Space National Guard. Okay. I'll skip that one. Next, Senate Bill 119. Also expanded scholarships under the Alabama GI Bill, and that's a good deal, for in-state and private 2- and 4-year colleges. I like that. That's a good deal. All right. I told you I'd call things when she says good things. I'll point it out. All right, folks, we're going to come right back. I've got a clip of Governor Ivey in an interview, all the things she says and doesn't say. We'll break that down next, right after the news. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, let me tell you real quickly, it's 4:35 p.m., 4:36 actually, and I know the afternoon drive is underway. Some of y'all are thinking, gotta go, gotta get home. You may want to stop and get a bite to eat on the way home. I mean, some of y'all may be on the way to church because it's Wednesday night. I'm just saying, there's an opportunity here for food that you don't normally get. It is out of the ordinary, and it's extraordinary. It's also got a great cup of coffee attached to it if you want that. So listen, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. That Hughes Road Madison location is out there by City Hall, and so both locations have great coffees. I mean, that's the name of the place, right? Just Love Coffee Cafe. So they've got great coffees to include not just, you know, the freshly ground dark roast, light roast, medium roast, black coffees you might like, but they've also got the cappuccinos, the macchiatos, the lattes, all of them. And then they've got the menu. Oh, my gosh, the menu. So literally, you want to eat light, they got great salads. You want to eat heavy, man, you can do breakfast for dinner with waffles and omelets and all the good stuff. And then they've also got wraps and sandwiches. Listen, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall and South Memorial Parkway near Whole Foods. Yes, check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, certainly worth a stop. And you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, so listen, what I want to do right now is spend a few minutes on number three of my triple dipper, the state of the state. So just this morning as I was resourcing the show, I watched a video interview with Governor Ivey on CBS 42 out of Birmingham, and she doesn't often do this. But she sat down with Ani Lindenberg, who used to be on the Matt Murphy Show and then went back to TV. And so Ani is, or on Andrea, I believe they call her, on TV now. But she's interviewing the governor. And I listened to this interview and I thought, well, okay, that's not the right answer, or that's not an answer, or do you even know the answer? Well, what I want to do is break this down. There's three sections of her interview: a gas tax, gambling, and education. The gas tax, I'm going to explain that in more detail to you, because she kind of talks around it without getting to the real point. The gambling issue, well, that's basically not her problem. The education, no plan. I'm sorry to have to do this, but let's just go ahead and do it. Copper clip two, which is the first part of Governor Ivey's interview on CBS 42. Let's go ahead and play it.
As you all were driving in here today, they're so very high. And one of your challengers, Tim James, says that that's the main reason he's running against you. One of the reasons is the gas tax, which we know is Rebuild Alabama. I know you're very proud of the Rebuild Alabama program, but what do you say to those voters who are frustrated with gas prices and quite frankly, angry with you that the tax went up?
Well, goodness knows, we've got some 1,500 road projects going on all over the state and almost all 67 counties. But and there's no question that the gas prices have risen under the Biden administration. When Trump left office, it was about $2 a gallon. And since President Biden has been in office, it's dramatically increased. Biden just needs to reverse his dangerous actions that limits domestic energy production. We don't need to be dependent on foreign oil. We need to be energy independent, and he needs to step up and reduce the prices at the pump.
The James ad talks about that tax just goes up and up and up. For the viewers who are watching who are just angry about gas prices and want to pin that on you, how do you explain that to them? It's a trade-off, isn't it, with roads or tax?
No. With every penny of the Rebuild Alabama money goes to road bridges and to our port. And the Rebuild Alabama does take into account that since we hadn't raised taxes on gas in some almost 30 years, and the money from the gas tax goes to build roads and bridges. So should the price increase in the cost of asphalt and bridge materials, there's an index in there that will allow 1 cent every 2 years if it's needed to pay for the increased cost. But it won't go up more than 1 cent every 2 years. So that's the reason for that. So Mr. James is just misleading our people in some ways.
All right, stop there. Wow. So much to unpack. First of all, let me just address this. Governor Ivey was one of the driving forces behind the gas tax. Yes, she's a separate branch of government, but she was the driving force behind the gas tax, and leadership in the legislature was all in on it too. So they were twisting arms and forcing the issue. She's the one who called a special session to raise the gas tax. All right? She literally is the one who issued a proclamation that said, I want the legislature to come in for the sole purpose of debating and possibly passing a gas tax. And that's what she did. She issued that proclamation. We call it the call. She called them into session for that sole reason. All right, so it's on her that we have a gas tax in large part. Secondly, let me break this down for you in more detail. She said at one point, well, Tim James is just not being quite honest there about that bill because every bit of it goes to roads and bridges. No. We got two separate things. Here's what a lot of people don't realize, but the Alabama Policy Institute, we dissect these things. First of all, when they passed that new gas tax in 2019, they already had a pre-existing gas tax, all right? They already had 18 cents on the dollar that had been there since 1992. And it went into the Alabama Road and Bridge Fund. Okay? So when they sold this thing, sold the public a bill of goods, saying, we don't have enough money to build roads and bridges. We don't have enough. Well, they already had a road and bridge fund, but they were saying they didn't have enough in it. I'm going to come back to that in a second. So when they pass the new tax, they set up a separate fund. The separate fund is called Rebuild Alabama. So right now you're paying 28 cents on the dollar because of the state. 28, oh, it's on the gallon, I'm sorry, 28 cents on the gallon. Of that 28 cents, 10 cents is the new stuff. 10 cents goes to Rebuild Alabama. 10 cents of that 28 cents is just roads, bridges, and port. Where's the other 18 cents? Oh, that's right, it's in the old fund. What she neglected to tell you a moment ago in that interview was that within that 18 cents, the one they didn't have enough money to do roads and bridges with, they're spending upwards of $60 million a year on things that do not involve roads and bridges. Just this year, the budget within the old road and bridge fund, which is still part of the 18 cents of our gas tax, literally is going to the water safety and seafood fund. What? And another allocation is coming out of that to go to the game and fish fund. Really? Another allocation is coming out of the road and bridge fund to go to state troopers. What? And then on top of that, and I'm not sure if they did this year or not, but a few years ago, they put $43 million from the road and bridge fund into the court system. Now, all those things are good. I got no beef with the water safety and seafood fund, all right? I got no beef with state troopers, obviously. But do not sell a bill of goods to the people of the state and say we don't have enough money when you're using the money you do have for things that don't relate to what you say you need more for. And then try to come on and do CBS 42's interview and say, well, you know, every bit of it's going to roads and bridges. No, ma'am, it's not. No, ma'am, it's not. It is not. No, it's not at all. The new piece is, but the bulk of it is not. All right, Copper, listen, I got a caller coming in. I'll tell you what, let me just do that. We're not going to get through this entire thing, but there's more in this interview. It's just like that. The whole interview is like that. So we're gonna dissect it. Copper, are you ready for that caller on line four? I can grab it. Let's do that real quick before the break. Hey, Brian from Decatur, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing, man?
How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
I agree with the fact that this is all her fault. This is her doings. And I keep hearing this over and over from James commercials and from other candidates. But what I don't hear is, what are they going to do that's different? What are they going to do to fix it? Or are they just going to continue on with what she did and say, oh, well, she did it, but we're still going to do it?
Oh, yeah. Right now it's the law. They're going to have to repeal it or modify it to get it to change. I mean, Brian, they put that thing, and Tim James was right a while ago when he said they put it in there with an escalating scale. Every 2 years, they reassess it, and they look at the cost of construction. Well, guess who has the cost of construction in their hands? The road builders. They literally, they own the asphalt and gravel companies more often than not. They raise the prices themselves, and then they ask for more money. It's unbelievable.
I just want to hear, these candidates tell us, this is a problem. She did it. Here's my plan to get this fixed.
You know what I'm saying? I do. A great question. I do know right now, and you're from Decatur, I do know right now that someone just outside your listening area, State Senator Larry Stutz, has actually got a bill right now that would, I believe, repeal the gas tax. That's interesting. It won't see the light of day, but I appreciate Larry putting it in. Oh, wow. There's no way I can do all this, Copper. I got too much stuff. I got more material than I got show. Well, it's a good problem to have. You're right. She's writing that on the board for me. Good problem to have. Yes. Yes, it is. Well, Copper, I tell you what, let's move to the last break of the day, and we'll come back and see if I can get another part of her interview. Interview with Kay Ivey. The answers she gave, the ones she didn't give, and the ones where you wonder, does she have an answer? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, folks, before we get going here, yes, the weather is changing dramatically daily. I mean, I had the heat on yesterday, I got the air on today, all right? I'm wearing a sweatshirt right now, I was wearing short sleeves a couple days ago. It's just, wow. But that plays havoc with your heat and air system. So here's the deal, you heard me talk about them before, but Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is one of our team members. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. They serve Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. I like to say they're like your one-stop shop for all your HVAC repairs and servicing, gas or electric, does not matter. And they're open 6 days a week. 6 days a week. Not many people are open 6 days a week that will come out and service your house when you have a crisis. And by the way, in an Alabama summer when your air goes out, it's a crisis. All right, so here's the thing, too. They wanted me to let you know they got a spring annual maintenance special going on. Getting your service, your servicing for the upcoming hot weather months, they will come in and do $69 for each unit on your system. And when they do that, they're completely kind of going through it with a fine-tooth comb, getting it ready, cleaned up, all set to go for the hot weather months. And if anything goes wrong with it in the next year thereafter, they give a 10% discount on the repairs. That's pretty cool. All right, they're an owner-operated, veteran-owned business. James Vandegrift, the guy who owns Vandy's, he's a veteran of Afghanistan, and I appreciate that greatly. Anyway, you need to know that they are out there and they're there for you. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. You can call them today, 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, Copper, I think we got time. You still good on those clips? Yep. I think we got time. What? Let's see, this next segment lasts right at a minute and not very long. Let's go ahead and play clip three, which is Governor Ivey talking about gambling this time.
About the lottery, it can't seem to get off the ground. I know we have new bills being introduced in the legislature. What do you want to see for the future of Alabama when it comes to casinos or lottery or any of those?
That's an issue I think the people of Alabama ought to vote on, and let's let the people decide, not Montgomery. And that's what if the people of Alabama ought to have the right to vote on that. Some, if they go want to, if the legislature wants to. Lottery or gaming, they need to put it on the ballot for the people of Alabama to vote on.
So when the legislators meeting and talking about it, you stay out of it?
I want the people to vote on that issue.
About Woo. Education, I know you're very
Stop.
Proud of our
Stop
pre-K
right
program.
There.
It's
Stop.
Number one on.
Wow. 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 Yeah, keep your foot on the brake, Copper. That's, wow. That was the biggest. Now, first of all, let me just point out something. All right. She says, I mean, you notice how she sidestepped? It's an election year, y'all. Tim James is on the show a little while ago. That's probably her stiffest opponent right now. That's the person who may very well either he or Lindy Blanchard, but I think probably Tim James is the more likely to take her to a runoff. Tim James is adamantly opposed to this gambling bill, this complete distortion of good reason and sound judgment and good government. And not just on the moral grounds of gambling. I'm talking about the way the bill is set up. It is structured so badly. But all of that to say, last year, she was on the record supporting that same bill. This year, it's an election year. Well, no comment. I let the people of Alabama decide. And then good for Andrea Lindenberg, who said, so you just stay out of it? Well, I'll let the people of Alabama decide. Well, the people of Alabama have decided this multiple times. How many times do we have to put lipstick on this pig? I'm just saying. Well, so right now what you heard was a complete abdication of leadership. And I said that last year too, by the way, before I was on the radio. Last year I pointed out that literally when the governor of the state of Alabama took one of the most divisive issues of the day, the legalization of casinos with monopolies being handed by government to the bad actors who have been breaking our laws that she won't enforce. And she literally said on the record, you can go Google it. I found the article, I believe it was on AL.com. She literally said something quite to the effect of gambling currently exists in Alabama and it's very hard to enforce those laws. Therefore, we should just go ahead and bring it all out in the open and regulate it and make some revenue off of it. That's an absolute abdication of leadership. Now, is she in the legislature? No. But she has the opportunity to lead on an issue, and her version of leadership there was, well, I'm going to let the people of Alabama decide. I don't have any other opinions than that. What? You're the governor of the freaking state. Come on, Governor Ivey. You can give a better answer than that. If you're for it, just say you're for it. Let your yeses be yes and your noes be no. Don't waffle around with some kind of cheap political theater that says, I don't want to make nobody mad, so I'm just going to go ahead and say, I'll just, you know, let the people of Alabama decide what we want to do. No, that is not an answer. Leaders lead. Let your yeses be yes and your noes be no. And what you heard right there was a campaign season waffling. All right, you know what, Copper? Hang on to this clip. We're going to use this again tomorrow because we're going to go through that last part, too. We might even touch on a couple of those again. Folks, it's been a full day. I love the human interest side of having Mr. Ray Jones on the show with us talking about his dad, World War II, and the growth of Huntsville. We might expand on that again later on. I loved having Tim James on the show to give a counterpoint, but, you know, there really was no counterpoint to me because apparently we were in line on both those issues. I love the fact that we got listeners calling in with great commentary. And I'll be honest with you, I love this audience. Y'all have a great night. Coming up next, you got Mark Levin, the great one, coming on. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow.